what I wanted to briefly mention now is something which I'm going to start actually here. This one is on the web. I'm not showing it from this version because we already know these foils are screwed up. They're too small for this presentation. But this is an insert, and I would claim that this area has made substantial progress over the last few months. Although this is not the right foil, it's the one we had already. This one. So. So an enormously important activity of the human race is called collaboration or interaction or communication or something. And I see the next set of a large number of commercial and other types of activities aimed at implementing, using web technologies, collaboration. I mentioned that my daughter's Christmas present, I think she wants is, not only does she want to learn Java, we want her own chat group. So she wants to collaborate. So the industry standard collaboration, at least at that age, is currently text-based chat groups. But there's an enormous amount of activity in far more sophisticated types of interaction. And my belief is this is actually an important area for everybody to be working on, and I know, for instance, DOE, I think, has a big effort in this area to link the various labs together, because collaboration, you know, this is another example where I think we should contribute as a community, because collaboration is different in different worlds. Namely, if I say the virtual birthday party is going to be different from the virtual university and different from the virtual research lab. And so it's pretty important for the different communities to try to understand the right collaboration model for their application, the teacher-student, the tutorial interaction, the consultant interaction, the peer-to-peer researcher interaction. They're all going to be somewhat different and require different capabilities and optimization. So I see a lot of important activities in this area. Most of the, we've already mentioned CareWeb as an example of these so-called bridge collaborations, where effectively a database, in our case Oracle, provides a common point of reference for people to act, to link in an asynchronous fashion. Now, more exciting are these, let me do one which I'm not going to do because it's too advanced, the so-called televirtual environment. So that takes VRML 2.0, puts in avatars, which are your symbolic representation, and basically build a full virtual world so that you don't actually realize that you haven't got out of bed, but really everything is simulated. So televirtuality is a full 3D simulation of a computer-generated world, which is what VRML 2.0 was formerly aimed at. So that's a far-out dream, or possibly it's stupid. But the near-term, near-term opportunity are these typically Java-based, what is Wojtek called, mirror collaboratories, where people's views and actions are synchronized. Events, whether they be text-based chats or video images or what have you, are broadcast in real time. The views don't really have to be identical. They just have to be generated by identical data, which you could generate a different URL on one client if you wanted to, because you have software there allowing you to do anything. But the actions are synchronized. Because so, for instance, we are offering this. A lot of these foils here come from a fourth semester certificate in Internet Systems that we're going to offer is a distance education course next March. And the way we're going to do that is we're going to put everything on a CD-ROM, not on this paper. We're going to use this Tango technology I will mention, which will broadcast the URL, which will then fetch it not from MPAC, but from the CD-ROM. So you'll have a loosely knit, so that's an example of a different action. The action will be go to your local disk and fetch the data so that you can get very good graphics, but without high, so over a 8.8 kilobaud modem. All right. Let me just mention Habanero. Habanero is the most famous of these systems. You don't have this in your player, so yeah, this only. So essentially, this is a bunch of typically Java clients hooked up by permanent channels to a Java server. That Java server has a session manager that ensures that each of these clients receives data. So it does multicast and broadcast as appropriate. So this technology at its core is relatively simple. It's just, and it's done using Java because the ability to have this integrated in programming environment, and it's clearly far more naturally done with the same technology on the client and the server, because you also will eventually want to have multiple servers. Habanero and the other such systems have APIs which effectively allow you to link any application, or with some restrictions, any application to such a server. So a good example I'm familiar with is ABS. ABS has an API which allows you to link filters to an ABS network. Same here. You have a particular API. You have to essentially a particular method to allow yourself to receive and send information from your applications. So that's defined by Habanero. So Habanerizing an application involves building, looking at their API and building the necessary input and output subroutines or methods or whatever you want to call them. So here's a total mess. So here's an example of so one of the first things Habanero did was take Michael's Visible Human applet and Habanero-ize it, which meant, again, a teacher could be sitting there, which would be a master, could be navigating the virtual human applet. That same navigation would be reproduced on every client attached to the Habanero server, so that you would then have a natural teacher, distributed teacher-pupil model. So this is extremely important for putting universities out of business. I mean, they might survive unless we can implement this, but we can do it. It's quite straightforward. And so this will allow us to fully implement the virtual university with great effectiveness. So you have checkers. They all have whiteboards of various types, text chats, graphing. They do have, of course, ordinary web pages. You can spawn existing web pages. So those are all. If any of you are familiar with the concept of DSI or SimNet, meaning the distributed simulation world, which is effectively the general event-driven simulation, human-in-the-loop type application. This technology, in my opinion, is a very wonderful technology for that world, because essentially here we have a session manager managing in some relatively straightforward way various clients. Java is married to Corba. Java itself is married to Corba. So the answer is yes. The industry is doing. The industry will not let you get away without marrying this to Corba. Of course, Corba and Java and the web have sort of overlaps. They're not sort of unique, clean divisions. But obviously, you have to have the Corba link. And there is a Java-Corba connection, just as there's a Java database connection. So I believe that this type of application generalizes very well to link simulations and collaboration with people in the loop, computational steering. All those applications could be done very well by generalizing the session manager to not just manage people working together, but people and computer programs working together, because this is basically an event-driven event-driven execution model. All right, let's go back to the foil, which was, you see, we made NCSA wipe out Marek by overriding him. So this is MPAC has a system we built actually as the front back end to the this command and control application, which has, we believe, has greater capabilities than Habanero, in that it's much easier to link arbitrary applications to it. So we also think tango is easier to pronounce than habanero. Next part. So this is, so just to show that we also can have a ridiculous number of applications.